This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So we have Christine joining us for War of the Roses this morning. Hey, Christine.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so what's going on with this guy, Danny?
So, okay, first I want to start off by saying that I am not dating the guy I want you to call today, but I don't know. Just hear me out on it, okay?
Okay. It's kind of an important part. I get it, but let's move along. You tell us what's up.
Okay. So we dated for a little under a year, and then it ended a few weeks ago. And he's kind of distant. So I had a conversation with him, just like a grown-up would do. And I asked if he wanted to be in a relationship with me. And, I just needed some, reassurances, right, to know that this was something that we were in equally. And he was totally responsive. He told me I wasn't wasting my time, that he was invested for sure. And then 3 days later, he broke up with me. And he gave me all these classic lines like, "You're so great. You need a guy who will be better to you," and just all this stuff, blah blah blah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's straight out the breakup handbook. It's not you, it's me.
Oh, that's tough. Blah blah blah.
Yeah. Relatable content, Christine.
It was awful. It was such bullshit. So he swore. Sorry, can I?
That's fine. You let it rip.
Sorry. Okay, and he swore it wasn't because of another woman, but I totally don't believe him, and I need to know. And I figure you guys always get to the bottom of it, so.
We always know,
Kennedy?
Sorry, Shelley. So Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone provider, going to offer up the dozen long-stem red roses. We ask you that while all of this is unfolding, please don't talk, don't interrupt. We want to try and catch him, and let's see what he does. Shelley, are you ready?
I am ready.
Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay, hold on. Shh, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Danny?
Speaking.
Hey, Danny, my name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. Shelley, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department, not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that.
Okay.
I'm calling from our customer service department, and we just want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
It's surprising, huh? For that free roses?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool. Sure, I guess. Well, what do I need to do?
All right. Let's just start with a card. Just let me know who you'd like to send them to.
Okay. I'd like you to send them to Sarah.
All righty. And what would you like the card to say to Sarah?
Let's have it say that the last 3 months have been amazing and that I'm so glad you waited.
Waited for what exactly? Hello?
I'm sorry.
Christine, hang on a second.
Hello?
Hi.
Wait, I want to know what he waited for.
Christine, hang on a second, Christine.
Speaking of waiting.
Oh, it's so frustrating. Danny?
Yeah.
Good morning. So this is Carson and Kennedy. We're on Mix 104.1 on the radio station doing the morning show. And this is something we call War of the Roses. And we have Christine on with us.
Okay. Why? Why?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me. Remember me? The one you're dating during these 3 months. You've clearly been seeing somebody else. Right?
We're not together anymore. What is this?
You're such a liar. I knew there was someone else. I knew it. Like, I just knew it. We were together, you a**hole, and then you're with somebody else or whatever this is going. Like, somebody's waiting for you or what? I don't know.
Yeah, but okay. But it's, it's not like a thing, right? Like, it's not
okay,
like but, that.
Yeah, no, it is a thing. That's exactly what it's like. It is a thing.
Oh my God! I told you this then, and I'll tell you it again now. I don't know why you want to be with someone like me. I meant it when I said that you deserve better.
Oh,
so.
Okay, all right. You don't even need to start with that. Like, I'm doing you a favor by letting you go. Bullshit. Like, you're just the absolute worst. You're just, I mean, double dipping. Whatever. I gotta go.
Oh my God! Christina.
Christine's gone.
Okay. What is this? What's happening?
We are on the radio, and the girl you were dating is very upset that you were, as she said, and I quote, double dipping.
3 months, bro.
It's poor etiquette.
Yeah. At a party and with women.
Yep. Women, chips, all of it.
We were not that serious. I don't know what she told you, but like, it wasn't, okay.
Bye, Felicia. To put in a formal petition to get him to change his name. The Council of Dans does not recognize him as one of us.
Done, Dan. Done.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.